And the work we have done for this talk is based on Gaussian data, but we find an improvement in the performance in the coherent search compared to the coincident search for the real data as well. And Gaussian runs are also useful because we can test the search algorithm, how it works for the how well it works for the detector degeneracies arising from the gravitational wave polarization and certain part of the sky positions. And coherent curve expected to demand great accuracy of the detector calibration. And for this search, we use compact LIGO-Virgo compact binary collisions high-mass search pipeline with the coherent stage. And we use phenomenological and EOBNR waveforms for templates and the simulated signals. And the mass range was 2500 solar masses for total mass, and the component masses 1 to 99 solar masses. And if we start with the single detector complex SNRs, so C is the single detector complex SNR we get from the filtering detector data with the template, and that we can write in as a row times e to the i5, where rho is the real part of the SNR. And if we consider the simplest case of coherent SNR, which is for two co-aligned detectors, we can write that C1, C2 from two detectors, and we will get coherent SNR as a summation of cross-detector term and the auto-detector term. So this cross-detector term is the additional term we use for the coherent search. Other than that, rho 1 squared and rho 2 squared is the SNR squares in two detectors, and these two terms we use for the coincident search. So this is the power we use in coherent search. This phi1 and phi2 are the phases in two detectors. So if we do for the three detectors, we will have a similar expression with cross and auto detector terms, but addition to that, we will have antenna pattern functions and time delays with those expressions. And in coincidence statistic, we found that effective SNR performed better than the SNR as a search statistic. So here, effective SNR is a function of single detector effective SNR is a function of SNR and chi-squared statistic, and from that we can construct this combined effective SNR. Here I is the detector index, and as mentioned in Steve's talk, we can use null stream as a alternative statistic for the coherent search, because coherent statistic is the optimal search statistic in Gaussian data, and we can use null stream as an alternative statistic for real data. Here we cancel the signal in different detectors, but if there are glitches, so we will have a higher null stream value compared to a real signal. And if we plot effective SNRs of so here we use all the triggers are triple coincident triggers, and in these plots, red pluses are simulated gravitational wave triggers, and black crosses are the background triggers. So if we plot the quantity I described in the previous slide, effective SNR of Livingston LIGO detector versus effective SNR of Hanford LIGO detector, we can see we get some separation between the simulated triggers and the background here. And similarly, if we plot effective SNR of Virgo detector versus Hanford detector, we get same similar kind of distribution. But here it is more diagonal because Livingston and Hanford detectors has similar sensitivity, but Virgo sensitivity is little less for the high mass surges, so here we don't see that diagonal spread. And for the simulated signal we use here using EOBNR type and distance 4 to 70 megaparsec. And this is the coincidence statistic without any coherent stage. So now if we compare the coincidence statistic with the coherent statistic, so you can see compared to this plot, here we plot the null statistic, log value of null statistic versus log value of coherent SNR, so we get a better separation from the background and between the background and simulated triggers, where in this case, in coincidence statistic, there are two or three simulated signals are hidden inside the background. And these are same injection we use for both searches. And in coherent search, we recovered all of them very clearly. Because of the gap we have between background and the injected simulated triggers, if we make weaker injections, weaker simulated triggers, we will still be able to recover them because of the separation we get here. And using coherently, we get less number of background triggers, so which reduce the false alarm rate, and similarly, it increase the detection efficiency for a given false alarm rate. And so we know that the plot I showed here is because coherent SNR is the optimal statistic in Gaussian data, so we get this good separation. But when we deal with the real data, there are many other complications because some glitches in real data is hard to discriminate from the signals because high mass templates are really short duration and it has few cycles, so similar to glitches. And the signal-based discriminators like chi-squared don't work well for the high mass surges. So because of those glitches, we get higher auto-detector terms like rho 1 squared and rho 2 squared in the previous expression give the higher coherent SNR, which give poor performance then. So because of that, we use different alternative statistics using cross detector pieces of coherent SNR and the null stream statistic for real data, because it's not guaranteed coherent SNR is coherent SNR still perform well in real data as well, because we know it's optimal for Gaussian, but in real data it's not guaranteed. So these two plots we make using cross detector terms of coherent SNR versus null statistic and auto detector terms of null statistic versus null statistic. We don't see that clear separation between background and the simulated triggers because this is not optimal in Gaussian noise, but this is expected to perform better in real data. And we can get further improvement for the real data for the statistic we used before this slide, we haven't used any chi-squared information because we know it doesn't work well in high mass searches, but now we try to use chi-squared as a because in combined effective SNR, it has a chi-square information, so we plot combined effective SNR versus cross-detector terms of coherent SNR. But you can see none of these two statistics alone cannot separate glitches from background glitches from the real simulated signals, but as the case in current SNR, we could recover all of them only using null statistic. But this is expected to perform better in real data. And so far, we maximized the coherent SNR and used those triggers for the plots. But as an alternative clustering, we can minimize the null stream to get a better separation. But we found that minimizing null stream doesn't work well for the real data. And so what we use something called ratio statistic, which is the autocorrelation, auto-detector term of the null statistic divided by null statistic. So this gives a better separation in the real data. And as a requirement for coherent search, for the source rate loss 10%, phase error up to 0.5 radian, and relative amplitude error up to approximately 0.5%, 5% across different detectors can be tolerated. And if there is a systematic error in phase in the old detectors, it doesn't affect the search statistic. And for the coherent search we use here, we use the same mass pair across the different detectors. But if we use different mass templates and different mass templates, it can be helped to mitigate the effect of calibration errors. And in as if we talk about the computational cost, we go to the sky grid with order of 10 to the power 4 sky positions. And even if we go to the more finer grid, it doesn't help that much. And the flops increase by 25% compared to a two-stage coincidence search. And as a summary, studies in Gaussian data, we can see there is a better performance when we use the coherent search compared to the coincidence search. And employing null stream, we can get an additional performance in real data, because in real data, coherent SNR is not guaranteed to perform well as Gaussian data. And we plan to study Ninja 2 two-month data set using this high-mass search pipeline, including the coherent stage. And I plan to study the hardware injections, because one has to study hardware injections to check the calibration errors. As I described earlier, if you use the different mass pairs in different detector sites, maybe we will be able to avoid the errors due to calibration problems. Thanks.
You don't have a... Oh. So, questions? No questions? Questions? Okay.
So we have some announcements. So we're moving slightly things on Saturday.